Good morning. It's Thursday, April 15th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for another sunny day, with an afternoon high of 83. At night it'll dip to 67. Let's get things started with vaccines. New vaccine sites have arrived in Miami-Dade County. Mylander Center in Hialeah opened as a Pfizer site earlier this week. It is now closed for several days before reopening as a Moderna site April 19th through the 23rd. And Florida Memorial University will be the new home of a permanent COVID-19 vaccine site. The Moderna site is for Florida residents over 18. No appointments are needed. For more on the vaccine campaign in Florida, go to MiamiHerald.com. In food, the country's largest food festival has canceled plans that would require guests to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. The organizers of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival changed their guidelines this week to say that guests and workers at the May Festival need only sign paperwork attesting they have one or the other. The change came after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order barring any business that accepts public dollars from requiring proof of vaccinations from guests. FIU's Hospitality School is a beneficiary of the festival. For more on where to eat and drink around town, go to Miami.com. In South Beach, Lincoln Road's colorful sweet shop Dylan's Candy Bar has closed. Entrepreneur Dylan Lauren opened the family favorite in 2011 and filled it with bulk candy by the pound, giant lollipops and gummy bears galore. Called Willy Wonka in a dress, the daughter of designer Ralph Lauren turned her love of sweets into a lifestyle, founding Dylan's Candy Bar in New York City in 2001. A clerk at the store told the Miami Herald that although the South Beach location is gone, you could still visit the stores in Los Angeles, New York, and the Hamptons. In business, Parkland student activist David Hogg has abandoned the pillow fight. The 20-year-old says he's stepping down from his partnership with Los Angeles software developer and entrepreneur William Legate. The pair announced in February that they were starting a pillow company called Good Pillow to compete against MyPillow, the company led by conservative businessman Mike Lindell. Lindell saw his pillow pulled by several major retailers after he voiced support for former President Donald Trump's baseless conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. Hogg says he couldn't give 100% to the pillow venture with his activism, schoolwork, and family commitments. And finally, a Miami nightclub is now accepting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The move is part of 11 Miami's grand reopening on April 23rd. The club has been shut down since Miami-Dade's March 2020 pandemic emergency order. Guests can begin reserving tables using Bitcoin, Ether, Dogecoin, Ripple, and a host of other cryptocurrencies. That's all for today. For more top stories and subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.